The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we step into a world that's hidden from the public eye. A world where power doesn't wear a crown or hold an elected office, but pulls the strings of entire nations from behind a veil. Our guest is someone who has delved into the darkest corners of this hidden realm, a translator of one of the most disturbing yet eye-opening books of our time, 334 Lies, The Revelation of H.M.V. Stuhl. Samuel Chong brings to light the chilling revelations of an anonymous grandmaster from a secret lodge, a man who witnessed and participated in the orchestration of wars, economic crashes, and societal manipulation, all while remaining in the shadows. What if I told you that world leaders are merely puppets in a larger game? That a few unseen hands shape the world as we know it, manipulating the media, governments, and even our very thoughts? 334 Lies reveals rituals of control that are so brutal they can break the human will, and techniques so sophisticated they can turn democracy into a charade. But here's the most profound part. These same forces fear you. They fear the collective power of an awakened populace. Prepare yourself for an extraordinary two-hour conversation that will challenge the boundaries of what you thought possible. Tonight, we explore the realms of psychic control, mind manipulation, and the darkest rituals of secret societies. We'll confront the uncomfortable truth about power, control, and the shadowy elite who are pulling the strings behind the world's greatest events. Our guest, Samuel Chong, isn't just a translator. He's a messenger from the world's hidden rulers, and tonight, he's sharing their secrets with us. He's coming up next.
Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Southern California, I'd like to welcome Samuel Chong. Hello, Samuel, and welcome back. How are you?
Good, very good. How about you?
I am fine, and it's been a year since our last time. And honestly, I've been thinking about the UBA. I've been thinking about your last interview, and I've been watching a lot of your presentations that you've done lately, and there's a lot of information you're disclosing. And I have to, I told you this offline, but I'll tell you publicly. I really admire people who speak another language, and they find diamonds in the rough out there of information that you know the world needs, and it's in a specific language. And this, you know, you did it with the UBA. Now you're doing it with another, or you did it with another, the work of H.M.V. Stuhl. And we'll talk about the title, 334th Southend Lies. Incredible work. I don't think the majority of the world will know about this had it been for you. Before we continue, what motivates you to look at these, as I call them, diamonds in the rough, for you to put them out there and make them shine?
I think it's my curiosity, because I was searching for ways to see auras, the colors of auras. And I found a forum that says that this book, 334,000 Lies, written in German language, has a very detailed description teaching people how to see the colors of auras. So I checked that book out, and it's written in German. I have to read it myself, so I translated it into English using a tool. And the more I read into the book, the more I believe that the book contains so much important information that the public deserves to know. So I tried to contact the copyright holder and got the permission and had it published by them into English and sold on Amazon.
Can you explain that title, 334 South End Lies?
If you look at the other side of the coin, if you think about the other way, it's actually the truth of 666, the truth of the devil, because 334 is actually the result of 1,000 minus 666. So the book doesn't say anything about the Illuminati. It doesn't use the word Illuminati, but it says a lot about the Lodge. And I connected the book with the Illuminati Order because there's a website called IlluminatiOrder.info that contains passages in the book in a different language.
Let's just set the tone with the insights on about this book. Give us the theory. What is the premise, the important information that we're going to be discussing tonight about this book and other things we'll be discussing?
Well, this book is also it's a book about what happened to the author. It's his autobiography, how he went from a normal average German college student to becoming the highest degree chair of this lodge, the Illuminati, and what happens afterwards. And the theme is that there is a secret society in the world in which very few people know about that has magical powers or psychic abilities to control people's mind or the minds of the politicians or the important people so that certain events happen in the world, creating conflicts or wars, because their motto is divide and rule, so that they can control mankind or human beings on Earth. And the secret of going against this organization is to know their secrets and to organize ourselves and to have a collective consciousness going against their will and to act together so that no matter how strong their psychic abilities are, they cannot go against the will of the people if we work together. So this is the theme of the book, revealing their secrets, because the author broke the vows of secrecy, so that we can know their secrets, so that the organization can be broken from within.
How did this project come into your life, and what do you believe its revelations mean for humanity today?
I think knowledge is power. If we know that such things exist, we can work out a solution and know what kind of choices we need to make in the future so that we can change the future for the better.
There's a shocking suggestion that modern geopolitics are orchestrated by secret lodges. This is something we've been discussing from the inception of this program. We know that. But it seems to me that in the past 4 or 5 years, more and more people are realizing that this is not conspiracy theory, that this is true. How does this align with the world event we've been witnessing in the last century?
Well, this organization is secret, and no one knows who they really are. I mean, who their highest degree members are, because they hide behind the scenes. They're always in the dark. But according to this book, there are 20 people. The book doesn't name names, but it says there are 20 people that divide the world themselves, controlling everything and manipulating the decisions of the politicians and things that we do. I actually have a friend who had a firsthand experience meeting probably one of the members of this group. It happened in 2010. When he was having a trip in Hong Kong, in which he met a very wealthy person who was driving a Rolls Royce, a very luxurious car in Hong Kong, which is really rare at that time. And then because my friend had special abilities to perform some kind of psychic powers or qigong healing abilities, they kind of took great care of him and then explaining him what the financial system is like in the world. But my friend, having no knowledge about the financial system nor the conspiracy theories about the financial system, didn't believe anything that person said to him. So that mysterious Hong Kong person took him to the bank at in Hong Kong, the HSBC Hong Kong Bank in Hong Kong in the VIP service area, and then using my friend's passport, opening a bank account in his name, and then transferred $5 billion into his account so that my friend could believe everything that they told him.
Wow.
So this is the firsthand experience my friend experienced, in which he had no idea that this kind of people had such ability to move so much money at their will. So they are in control of the central banks and also a lot of the politicians in Asia and everything else that we might not know about.
Just that I understand correctly, how many billion did you say that he transferred?
$5 billion.
$5 billion just like that. Wow. So when you translate all these books to expose the Illuminati's, let's call them Illuminati just to ascribe a name for people to understand, but it could be anything, to expose their influence over wars and economies, how do you reconcile there's always an esoteric claim. How do you reconcile that with mainstream historical accounts?
Well, the key point is that the high degree members of the Illuminati all have very strong psychic abilities, the magics, the magical powers. Because they practice that, they have ancient knowledge that's lost after the destruction of the continent Lemuria and Atlantis. Some of the secret knowledge is passed on to this group of people because, according to this book, they have libraries containing such knowledge to improve or increase one's psychic abilities. And they do practice meditation. And in order to move up the degrees, they have to overcome their opponents psychically or having kind of like a competition of a psychic war in order to defeat the opponents so that a certain member can move up to a higher degree. And the book reveals their secrets of using a special form of numerology and astrology to predict the future. And this is why the Illuminati card game is so accurate at predicting the events in the future. He also talks about how they mind control people and how they use their intuition and also how they use what they would call unprejudiced seeing to see visions, to have visions of events in the future.
You mentioned the Illuminati. Did you mention the Illuminati cards?
Yes, the Illuminati card game, yes.
Okay. They, as you say, they use psychic powers and let's also say astrology to predict events. Are they predicting the events or are they creating them? And what they do is they go and, you know, well, a lot of people have said, hey, The Simpsons do that and movies do that. Are they planting seeds to call it, let's say, revelation of the method because it's a karma weapon? They just want, hey, at least we told the people they weren't paying attention. Is that how they do it?
I agree. I believe so. I think they're predicting the events in the future and also at the time creating events in the future because the two are intertwined. But their ultimate goal is actually to control the entire population of the world. They have their own agenda, which is really sad that they don't realize that there is reincarnation and there are consequences of karma once they do certain things to the mass population of the world.
Based on what I've learned, and I'm willing to bet that you probably would agree with me, that we need to unlearn what we've learned. Oh, at least my education, I need to unlearn what I learned, and this is how you learn our true history. Do you think that there is somewhere in this planet a library that includes our true history, true knowledge, and everything that is required for us to unshackle ourselves, but somebody or some of these 20 people who remain faceless and nameless are the ones who have control over that information?
I believe there are different kinds of libraries, so-called libraries. The paper form or in physical form are controlled by this group of people, the Illuminati members. But there is also another form of library that I believe is kept in the three chambers beneath the Sphinx of Egypt. Because according to the author, Michel Demarquet, the author of the book, The Oba Prophecy, once the three chambers are opened, everything will be known to the world. But we have to be ready to open the three chambers. This is very similar to what Edgar Cayce said about the Hall of Records. And I find that to be very interesting. And I've been trying to find a way to persuade the Egyptian government to explore further about what's underneath the Sphinx.
I don't want to sound naive, but if I were in power and I needed to control the population, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Don't judge me, people. I would be the first one to go with Samuel to Egypt and open the gates of truth. But if I were in charge, I would want to keep people in the dark like mushrooms. And what we're seeing in the past few years, and every single day I see more and more people dying under mysterious circumstances, young people, you name it. In my opinion, they're trying to reduce the population. With the advent of AI now, it seems to me that they're, I don't want to say terraform, but they just want to replace carbon-based life forms with silicon-based life forms. What do you say about that?
I say that I agree. They are indeed trying to reduce the world population. They're trying to control the world using everything that they can to do it. If you read the book, 334 Lies, you're going to see that the author, the highest degree chair of the Illuminati, looked down on the public because he sees that the public is so ignorant. They don't really look at what's happening around them. They're being played just like puppets. He is encouraging people or the readers of the book to really look at what's happening around them and to see what is really going on, how the Illuminati members are trying to control the population through mass media, through songs, through films, or through everything that we do in everyday life. So people need to have the ability to think independently in order to find out what their agenda is.
When was this book written?
It was published in Germany in the year 2001, and the author disappeared in the summer of 2001, just 1 or 2 months before 9/11 happened. And I do believe that there's a connection. I translated the English version 20 years after it got published in Germany. But it's a very graphic book. It has a lot of disturbing content describing their rituals, how they obtained the power from a person that they torture, and how they practice their magics. It's a very revealing book, but very, very graphic and violent.
One of the more, let's call it, mind-bending claims of the book is the existence of parallel universes. We discuss this all the time. How do these tie into the Bermuda Triangle and other unexplained phenomena?
Well, this is mentioned in the book, Theoba Prophecy. And indeed, there is a connection between the parallel universe and the Bermuda Triangle, because the Bermuda Triangle is one of the locations in which the portals or warps to a parallel universe exist. And if you read the books written by David Politis, you're going to see that many people vanish in the national parks. And I personally believe that they are sucked into the parallel universe. Because Michel de Marquet, the author of Theoba Prophecy, describes what it's like inside of a parallel universe, because he actually went inside as the ETs took him from the parallel universe to their spacecraft. So once he's inside, he saw a lot of people wearing medieval clothes and behaving like savages. According to the ETs, once people are inside a parallel universe, time stops and they wouldn't feel any pain, hunger, or thirst. So this coincides with what David Politis describes when he found the corpse of people who reappeared after gone missing for a few days or a few weeks, because the corpse seemed to be died in, the people seem to die, have been died in a very unique way or strange circumstances in which they walked to their bones. In a sense, they didn't feel any pain when they walked to their bones. So I find a lot of interesting correlation between the works of David Politis and the book Theoba Prophecy.
I'm glad you mentioned David Politis, a great guest of this program. I need to call him back. It's been a few years. And he's doing some great job lately about Bigfoot, who he never wanted. Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.